Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Yo, yo, happy National Chicken Finger Day, homies. Get you a free chicken finger with your Raising Cane's box combo on 727, you heard?
Thanks, Snoop.
Make it a perfect combo with a copy of my latest album, Is It a Crime? Streaming now.
Get one free chicken finger in each box combo. Purchase July 27th, 2025.
Not on drugs. I'm not drunk.
It's Early Break. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work? Explore new career options in the fintech industry at Currency Finance.
You hear it in your ear,
San Hills Global Company. They offer full-time positions in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today. gocurrency.com/careers. By the way, regarding your question about third thing for the Georgia player,
yeah,
people say it's mostly likely a cell phone, texting while driving or calling while driving.
Okay. Interesting way to put it.
Yes, it is very, very odd description of that. It said about a wire, didn't it, on that thing?
Okay.
What did it say?
Hold on. I got it.
Because the way it was phrased in what you said, it didn't seem like that was a cell phone.
Hold on. Georgia player arrested. The way it was phrased is one of his charges. One of the charges he faces is holding or supporting a wireless device with any part of his body.
Got it. Cell phone. In Georgia, you can't text and drive.
Okay. So he was doing that.
Against the law.
So he was doing that.
Yep. Kirby's old 114 mil to go away, though.
Oh, 118. His buyout, if he were to be fired this year, his buyout is 118 million. I have them all. I have the top 10 listed. I don't have the notebook in front of me, but I remember that one. I remember Fickell's was 40.1 million. I remember Napier's is 26. Hugh Freeze is 20. Still a lot. I mean, they can get that at Auburn. I think.
Thinking about looking at 20 mil as light.
Kind of light. Yeah.
That's you're set for life at 20 mil.
Yes, you are.
And we're saying that's a low amount.
I know.
Like, that's no big deal. Like, if I had 20 mil to go away, you won't see me for a long time.
Matt Rhule would be due 55 million. No, we're not talking about Matt Rhule in that context at all. We're just
bringing up the numbers here.
Right. He's I think 90% of Rule's original contract's guaranteed.
Imagine viewing $20 million as a light amount of money.
That's a good point.
We don't live in the same world as these people.
No.
We don't.
It's
fine. Good for them.
Yeah.
Since everything that is now in sports is odd and weird, mm-hmm. why not just continue that theme right now? Because this is something that's not going to happen, but it could happen down the road. A&M coach Mike Elko on Thursday, this is from ESPN, by the way, quashed any speculation about Bengals, rookie defensive end Shamar Stewart potentially seeking a return to college amid a contract dispute with the NFL team.
First round pick. 17th overall, right?
This is a player, Shamar Stewart has been working out all offseason with A&M. And because there's a contract situation that he can't figure out to dispute, I guess there is conversation about him maybe returning to college next year and going back in the draft. This would involve a lawsuit against the collegiate governing body if it was ever allowed.
He can't go
to
back.
Be drafted to the NFL and then go back. Yeah, he was 17th overall pick in the draft. Correct.
No show for camp. But he can't go back to A&M. That was broached as a possibility and then shot down, right?
Right.
It just can't happen. In the grand scheme, this is bad news for the Bengals because Hendrickson's also holding out.
Trey Hendrickson, defensive end, star defensive end.
He's also holding out. And it doesn't look close on him. Stewart's situation is interesting. It said he has concerns about the language in his contracts. This is according to ESPN, stemming from the Bengals' reported attempt to set a new precedent with rookie deals, one that could allow the team to avoid future guarantees. This apparently is like a behavior clause. Now, Tony Kornheiser weighed in on pardon.
PTI. Yep.
Yeah, PTI. He said, is being said that he objects to a particular clause in the contract that has to do with behavior, that if you behave in a certain way, they don't owe you this money anymore. I don't know what that means. Nobody has said what the behavior is. That would concern me.
Right.
If I were the agent and player. Wait a second. What? I need some parameters, and I need them spelled out very clearly.
Yeah, you're right. He's trying to alter the language in the contract.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Well.
On the Bengals, right?
It's weird on the Bengals. I mean, what are you doing to these guys now? Do you think he's got some kind of problem? I mean, that language is really important because it could cost you millions of dollars.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, I want that language.
I don't like the way this thing is worded here. Can you explain this to me?
Right.
What does this mean in grave detail?
Right. I need it in detail. I need it spelled out very, very clearly by the attorneys. I mean.
This is Shamar Stewart back in June regarding him not, working out with the Bengals. He says, in my case, I'm 100% right. I'm not asking for anything that hasn't been done before, but in the Bengals' case, y'all just want to win an argument instead of winning more games, in my opinion, end quote, Shamar Stewart. Be clear in the contract details.
What's at stake? What's at stake? His signing, the guaranteed money is in terms of his signing bonus, I believe is $10 million. So there's a lot at stake.
Okay, but in the story of this, so if there's probably a chance down the road that a player does not like his situation in the NFL and might want to opt to go back to college. Now,
and make money.
Once you have been drafted, historically, it's over.
Yeah.
You're in the league.
I don't think you got
You're not going back. In a time when college is so... it's so exciting because you can get so much money as a player. You might want to go back and say, listen, I don't like the situation with the Browns or the Bengals or Dolphins. I'm going back one more year for college. That's a first-round pick, though.
You would have to sue the NFL. He ain't winning that suit. Nobody is. They'd have to sue the NFL.
It'd be two lawsuits. Be one for college and one for the NFL. Well,
yeah, maybe. You'd have to sue the NFL.
In what
sure.
world do you win that lawsuit?
Never. You don't win it. There's no world. I don't think so. Contract, you've signed.
Shamar Stewart.
Well, he's not signed.
He's not signed. He's waiting to get the contract language changed.
That was addressed.
Just so it's clear. Some clarity there.
He's not, but just to be clear, he's not. I mean, Elko made it clear that he's not going back to the NFL. It wouldn't work.
Back to college, you mean? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But he's not going back to Texas A&M, right? He's not going back to Texas.
That just creates a complete disaster. Would they love to have him back in terms of his talent? Sure. But that you went pro. Go be a pro. Figure it out. Grow up and go be a pro. Right. Yes, you're upset with your contract. It'll get figured out. But you're not coming back to college.
No. And it sounds to me like it's not really. There's no major threat of that happening.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here. But don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
But it's big for them. Huge, to me, it's a huge story for the Bengals because Trey Hendrickson's a pass rusher. This guy's a pass rusher, and they might not have a pass rush.
If you remember last year, the defense let them down.
Right.
That was a team that was having to score like 35 points a game to win.
Right.
And they were at the end. Joe Burrow was put up big yardage, big points, big touchdowns, but they could not stop anybody defensively.
I will tell you right now, I'm not going out on a limb here. I bet you Burrow's pissed when he sees this stuff.
Play ball.
Burrow's a hard driver. Have you seen those videos with Burrow and on the sideline where they're jumping off sides of the Bengals and committing too many penalties, and Joe Burrow gets really upset and Zach tries to console him, and Burrow just loses it on the sideline. Like, no, this is – then he starts, the vulgar –
beep, beep.
Yeah. He's a hard driver. He don't want to see this. Now, he's smart enough. He can only control what he can control. But, come on, you can't put it all on Burrow, right?
They did last year.
You can't score 35 a game. Good luck.
He was in the MVP conversation for a 9-8 football team last year.
That's crazy. It's crazy.
And if you look at the stats, rightfully so.
Yeah,
he was incredible.
That's unfair to Joe.
It is.
To put that much on him. I'm sure it keeps Zach up at night. You can't put that much on when you have a quarterback like that. We've done this at Nebraska. We've had this conversation a lot. When you get a quarterback like that, you got to put the tools, you got to put everything around him that he needs, including a good defense.
True.
I mean, this is the Raiola discussion. This is time. This is what makes this season, and I say it all the time, in part, that's why this season is really important in my mind, is the hourglass is the sand's whipping through it. You only have Raiola for a certain period. You got to make it pay.
Yeah.
You got to make it pay.
Absolutely.
And it goes fast now. It goes fast. You know what I mean?
Yep.
He's going to be out of here. You got to get to double-digit wins at some point here in the next 2 years. Right?
Yep.
He didn't come here to win eight.
He didn't come here to be the same, a little bit better than what you want.
No.
You want to be a lot better.
That's not why Dylan came here.
He was committed to Ohio State and Georgia separately.
Thank you.
Those are programs that win championships, national championships.
Mm-hmm. No, playoff. Now, we don't want him to say it.
Right.
We don't need to say that.
Right.
Let Jake say it and Sipple say it.
Yeah.
But that's why he's here.
100%. Don't forget that. It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Today's topic is, we're talking about media days coming up tomorrow through Thursday.
Okay.
How about some Big Ten players at media days?
Oh, God, I don't know
what
these.
What schools do they attend?
Oh, no, no.
These are players in the big. So you have you got 18 schools here. Not a million.
Why you just
18.
Try to publicly humiliate me?
We will get some questions right today.
I deal in public humiliation all the time.
I went for the ones that I would know, okay? I'm not trying to fool you. I didn't go for the
I'm sure
unnamed.
You did. Here's the deal. I'm going to cover Nebraska. I don't cover any other team. It's not like I've
but
looked at
But you do
these.
Watch Big Ten football.
And I kind of study it, yes.
If you know your Big Ten players who are at Media Day, some of the best players in the conference, please call us right now at 464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Dick Down Sip in trivia. No lifeline because Bill is out today. How do you feel? You don't feel great about this. You're nervous.
I don't feel terrible. I'm 50-50.
Okay. We got James. How do you feel about Big Ten players at Media Days this week?
Oh, subpar.
Subpar. All right. Mano y mano. No lifeline for either of you.
James, how's your summer going?
That's awesome, Sipple.
Good, James. Good.
I like that.
Good. All right, let's play. Let's
James, first question goes to you. What Big Ten team does defensive lineman Mikhail Kamara play for? Mentioned on the show earlier today.
Don't give him hints.
That's what I'm saying. His name was mentioned.
Let's go Ohio State.
Ohio State? No.
All right, Steele. Who am I? Is it my Deshaun Singleton sitting back in a zone? Ready to snare this? It's Indiana.
Brilliant!
Are you peacocking to an end zone?
The Singleton sit back in zone? I think he probably would at times.
That's probably so, yeah. 1-0 lead for Sip. First question to take a 2-0 lead. What Big Ten team does running back Darius Taylor play for? Going to media days for this school.
Hello, 2-0 Minnesota.
Brilliant!
Like I said, I went for the ones I would know. There's a lot of guys I do not know at media days, personally.
I don't know what that means, but... It's funny you keep saying it. I went for the ones I would know. Okay, that makes sense.
I don't know Illinois' defensive backs. Okay. I don't know those guys.
I wouldn't either.
I know they're star players, right? To stay alive.
James, you're down 2-0.
Last question. What Big Ten team does running back Devin Maccabee play for going to media days for this school?
I think James hung up.
James, you still there?
Oregon.
No.
Oh, James.
That's a win for Sip. What school is that, Sip?
Unless he's transferred, he plays for Purdue.
He's on Purdue. Yes, he's a Purdue Boilermaker.
So pretty good, James. He's a pretty good running back.
James, calling on the road. Nice try. Thanks for calling this morning, though. Good try.
Thank you, James.
All right, that's a win for you.
Maccabee still at Purdue.
He's still there. One more question for him before that. What Big Ten team does receiver Mekhi Lemon play for?
Oh, Lemon. Mekhi Lemon.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. What Big Ten team does he play for? I'm going to say Oregon.
USC.
Oh, did he transfer?
I don't know. Now.
I don't know if he played at Oregon.
Tiebreaker. We're speaking of... Devin Maccabee for no reason at all.
Okay, Maccabee. Walk on, by the way.
Devin Maccabee is entering his fourth season at Purdue.
Okay.
How many total touchdowns does he have through three seasons with the Boilermakers?
So three seasons, he's entering four. Mm-hmm. How many total touchdowns? Talking he about. Must have 22.
Oh. 21.
Oh.
About 19 rush and 2 receiving touchdowns for Devin Maccabee.
Hard runner.
Will Purdue get more than one win this season?
Yes.
That's progress then.
Yeah, I think their non-con's pretty... Yes. And I like Odom, by the way. I like that hire. Remember
too. Yeah, I do like Barry Odom.
How much I disliked the hire of...
Ryan Walters?
I mocked it.
And you were right.
Yeah, I just couldn't believe it when they hired... And so I'm not doing the going back. You remember on the air, I think you were taken aback by how negative
it
was.
Right, and I didn't hate it. You hated it. I did not.
Horrible hire. I didn't get it.
You were right. Good job.
The old, let's just promote a court, not promote, let's hire a coordinator, ungodly. It's a
he
strange
had success
word.
To Illinois. He was
yeah, as a coordinator. As a coordinator. I mean, it doesn't always
translate.
Was Kirby
Smart before he went to Georgia?
He was a coordinator, but it doesn't always translate.
I'm forgetting here what he happened to be in Alabama before he went to Georgia.
Kirby is the best.
Who you love a lot.
Kirby is the man. But I, sometimes it does work.
Dan Lanning, what was he before he went to Oregon? Help me out there. Yep.
What was Tom Osborne? He was a coordinator.
I don't get the... I don't get Ryan Day was promoted to Ohio State. What are you talking about?
I need Bill here to defend me. Where are you, Bill?
I understand.
But. Anywho, Odom, I think, will be much better, but I just don't know what Odom can get him. Can Odom, much better as 6-6.
Matt, I think you got to realize how good of a coach Jeff Brohm was.
Because
look at Purdue. Purdue, before Jeff Brohm, was horrible. Daryl Hazel was a joke. Jeff Brohm comes in successful.
Gets him in the Big Ten title game.
Right.
I mean, people forget that.
His first year, they made a bowl game, and they were horrible before that.
No, Brohm's really good.
I had that bromance going on. You made fun of that.
No, I didn't.
And now, since Jeff Brohm, they've been awful.
Did I make fun?
Awful.
Did I make fun of
it? Yes, you did.
If I made fun of it, I think I'm just making fun of the fact you say bromance.
Bromance. To bromance.
Yeah.
Bromance.
I just
it's not Jeff Brohm. It's Jeff Brohm.
I don't know if I'd characterize it that way.
An impressive coach.
There you go. I'm with you on that. And then what happened? He goes to Louisville and he starts kicking butt
he's
there.
Doing well.
No
Jeff
surprise.
Brohm. Yep. Great coach. When we come back, hour three, the blue chip ratio is not kind to Nebraska. Look at that next, an early break on the ticket.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply. Available in app only.